Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones, the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday,
yes,
where the truth of God is black and white.
It is indeed. We've got a lot of truth to get out there, because in a world of lies and misinformation and disinformation and communist coup, you know, working overtime, spinning their propaganda out, we've got to get the truth.
You're not kidding. Wow. And, you know, we've kind of been, since we're committed to the truth and the truth in the news, as well as, you know, the comparison throughout biblical text as to what's going on now. There's nothing new under the sun. This is repeat and repeat, according
That's
to
right.
biblical history. And so, you know, when we're describing what's going on with the fires and how we're basically stating this, you know, all the fires that we're seeing, we said, well, that is most definitely the product of Agenda 2130 and the globalists' plan for basically moving people out of rural areas or areas that they don't want people to
That's
live
right.
in.
Rural, yep.
And we made the statement that we were pretty darn sure this was all arson, because all of these fires were set simultaneously and none of it was caused naturally.
Well, yeah, it was not from climate.
Right.
The climate lie.
It's most absolutely not a result of global warming. That's the biggest lie. And we have proof that it is a global action. As we were describing that several people in the inland Northwest have been caught setting fires. And,
yes.
and also now in Greece, multiple individuals have been arrested for arson, while at least 21 people have died in the past week there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, clearly this is a global coordination, because it did. It all started all at once, and this was all prior to the announcement of the Clinton Global Initiative, in which next month they're going to come out and more or less make statements as to declaring a global warming emergency. And so this was all false flag, everyone. How do you feel about that? You know, that
yeah, that I covered this, you know, last night in the weekly RFR podcast, but also a bunch of, you know, updates with the Maui fires and what, but you mentioned those arrests over there in Greece. According to InfoWars, 79 arsonists have been arrested in Greece for starting climate fires, right?
Started global warming fires.
Exactly. Boy, it's getting warm in here.
Geez, we better light something on fire.
Yeah. according to Blaze Media, 160 people have been arrested on arson charges for the Greek wildfires.
Oh, wow.
So that's getting updated. And, you know, they did a good job of going back and pulling all of these recent headlines from all the typical mainstream, you know, corporate media.
Right.
Debunking in their narrative, debunking that these are arson related, that this is related to climate change, the climate emergency.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have no credibility.
Right. Exactly. Yep. If your reputation precedes you as being the biggest liars on the planet,
right.
at, you know, for the purpose of you making tons and tons of money and you know, basically lining your bank account with, you know, this whole wealth redistribution plan,
yes.
chances are nobody's going to believe you anymore. And especially, you know, first of all, common sense will tell somebody that, well, just because it's warm doesn't mean stuff just suddenly catches on fire all by itself. That doesn't happen. That does not happen.
Right.
You know, you actually have to have natural causes if it's not arson. You know, like lightning strikes, like maybe an accidental campfire getting out of control, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, that's not what happened. They all happened all at the same time, strategically coordinating around massive areas.
Well, that and setting the conditions for natural fires to be exacerbated.
Right.
Mismanagement of forests, blocking of firefighting mechanisms to go in there and blocking them, preventing them.
Right.
And, so there are lightning strikes, there are the campfires, but another thing, a meteorologist, I'll have to go pull this up. So since I can't quote it, I'll just give the gist of it was, all of the seeding that they're doing with aircraft with this aluminum, it's not aluminum oxide, it's aluminum, whatever that one of the things, one of the elements that they use to seed for clouds to try to increase precipitation and so on, is highly flammable.
That's right.
And it's all landing, all over the, it lands on the ground, it lands in the forest. And,
right.
And so those are leading to much hotter fires.
That's right. And the same thing happened in our local area in 2014. You literally, while all these fires were going on, and you could watch all of these planes, all these chemtrail planes pouring out stuff, and you'd walk outside. I'm not kidding. It felt like you just put some change, like some dimes and nickels in your mouth. And that's what everybody was saying, that there's such a strong metallic taste just in the air from walking outside. And if you breathe through your mouth, you had nothing but a metallic taste because it was so bad. And sure enough, everything was on fire.
Right. Yeah. It's so, but there are arsonists and many of these have been tied to climate as climate activists.
Right. Activists that they're using this whole basically stage, staging this whole thing to then claim, oh, look, global warming, everything's on fire because of global warming, so that they can do this whole huge global warming emergency lockdown on the whole planet. Well, we just need to tell them to stuff it, because that's the biggest, fattest lie, and all those arsonists need to be put in jail.
Well, there's kind of a triple factor storm coming, and I was talking to a patriot about this yesterday morning, that I feel there's a sense that we are kind of like the fall of 2019, when nobody knew
what was about to happen.
COVID was about to happen, and a stolen election, and just the whole world just came unzipped, right? Starting in 2020, January of 2020.
Right.
And we're basically at that stage now, but there's three storms that are about ready to converge on us. One is this climate emergency, and the, these wildfires. But with the 2024 election, these people are so terrified of the thought of Trump getting back in, that things are going to be taken up a notch. The World Economic Forum has been warning of this cyber pandemic for a couple of years now. They're saying it's going to dwarf COVID. We have to prepare for it, and we have to prepare it in the same ways, cyber lockdowns and all of that. Now they're talking about this convergence of these three different strains of COVID and influenza and AVR or whatever it's called. And they're pushing the vaccines. They're already talking about restrictions and lockdowns. The people are saying it's not going to happen. And so there's quite a showdown coming. Social, political, the healthcare. And then on top of that, hopefully they didn't miss what happened with OPEC, with BRICS. The whole world just shifted last week, and is very,
that's
very
right.
significant.
Yep.
And so we have an economic impact from that that is going to, when the shockwaves start coming, they're going to start coming fast and furious. So you have those three, perfect storms, three of them, all about ready to converge. So now we need to be looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh.
That's right.
We're right there where we were told what the world was going to look like.
Well, exactly, because they have to set the stage for the mark of the beast.
Right.
And we know that that is most definitely going to be a digital ID, you know, that is going to prevent people from buying and selling unless
yes.
they're willing to claim that they will worship the beast. And so, you know, wow. Yeah, that's just right around the corner, getting
sure
ever
is.
Closer by the day.
Yeah. And well, so, we've got a lot to cover. Let's get to the word of the day. And I think we set the tone for the week.
That's right.
And with truth, encountering the lies.
That's right. We prefer the truth. Thank you very much.
That's right.
In fact, we have a massive love for the truth, just like the Bible describes in Revelation that he comes for the people who have developed the love of the truth and to save them from all the deception in the end. So another prophecy coming true. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15, that read under the title, The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That I just love that passage. That is just really amazing. And, you know, there's human nature. There is nothing new under the sun. Philip exists in so many people today, you know.
Right.
I mean, and Jesus's disbelief.
Yeah.
Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? You know, and this is right after he says that basically, I'm in the Father and the Father in me. If you've known me, you've seen the Father. And then
yes.
Philip's like, no, who has seen the Father? Show us the Father.
Right.
Jesus just like, you could just imagine him like slapping his forehead, shaking his head like, are you kidding?
I just said. Yep. That's great. We covered that, I don't know, a month or so ago that I think that's, well, it was a different scripture, but it blended into that one.
That's right.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's right. Well, and also, you know, that also he goes to prepare a place for us. That is exactly wedding language. You know, that is
traditional Jewish wedding.
That's right. Where he goes to prepare a place for his bride at his Father's house.
That's right.
So, you know, it just follows through that, you know, as far as rapture goes, when he returns for the bride, that means our places have been built. The Father has given him the okay that he can go and get his bride. And the feast that represents that, you know, that groom coming to get his bride is the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's coming up here real soon, middle of September, as a matter of fact. And so, you know, we're certainly not going to say that's the day, you know.
Right.
We're never going to say that because we have no idea. But there's a high potential. So,
well, it is because it is, it's so interwoven with the traditional Jewish wedding, and he's coming back for his bride. And also, feast, that Feast of Trumpets, is the one, the only feast that it is known, or it is said, you won't know the day or the hour that the Feast of Trumpets starts, because it just depends on when the new moon is sighted from Jerusalem.
That's right.
Then they blow the trumpets.
Yep.
And the last trumpet is one long blast.
It's a hundred trumps, and the last one is the is what they call the final trump.
Yes, when the final trumpet blasts, then the Feast of Trumpet has commenced.
That's right.
Yep, the official. So very interesting, something to look forward to. And we cover that in Rapture Ready. You can click on that tab on the right hand side at the page, and listen to that special podcast that we did, talking about the wedding feast and all of the resources, multiple videos there, teachings on this. And it's just, it makes you excited to, you know,
for
the return of our King.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, okay. So that scripture one more time.
Is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15.
Okay, got it. Down. All right. Thank you for that.
And praise God.
Absolutely. We will take a quick break and come back. Thank you guys so much for your contributions and helping to keep us on the air. And we are listener supported. We're overwhelmingly listener supported. You can see the thermometer there. We're slowly making progress toward our goal to hit what we're short on for this year. And so thank you to those of you who have contributed, even just a one-time donation to help kick that up there. But special thanks to all of you also who regularly set up recurring payments of $5, $10, $20, $50 a month. All of those add up, and it helps keep us on the air. So thank you. Go to the donate page at Radio Free Redoubt to find out how you can support us if you want to keep us on the air. All right, we'll be back right after this. Stick around, Patriots. This is The Morning Commute.
Yes, the communists have planned for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders. The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country, as they already have in many others. Don't think for a minute their program is on a take-it-or-leave-it basis. When you see where the Reds have grabbed a new slice of territory here or a whole nation there, well, don't tranquilize yourself with the thought that this will satisfy them. Every move they make, every piece of ground they gobble up, every labor union, every government agency, every local organization they infiltrate in this country is just one more step towards their main goal, which is America. And you.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to Radio Free Redoubt's The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And for those of you who don't know us, we're working on our bios. We actually decided, you know what, we need to get some bios up on the website.
That's right.
You know, I mean, most of our listeners know us and have been following us for quite a while, but for the newer folks, we've got a lot of new listeners. Welcome, by the way. But I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Lady Liberty there, published author and the voice behind Liberty State Radio and the Political Church podcast and political or property rights activist for many years. And so we're going to put all that down in bios, hopefully this week.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got some stuff going on here. We're really tracking the child trafficking thing. It's really hit home, and yes, we've got some updates there.
We sure do. In fact, we've decided to put our money where our mouth is, and in this era where the most horrific thing the world is facing right now is the occurrence of rampant child trafficking and butchery, and, you know, for this to be happening in this great nation that the Lord gave us is absolutely unacceptable.
Yes.
And so, as you all know, I have written a letter of introduction as well as a congressional bill that we're calling the Stop Child Trafficking Bill. We're also calling it the Checkmate Bill because the manner in which we can stop the child trafficking almost immediately is by banning the electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to our website to see how that explanation works out, it's the foundation way of cutting right to the chase. I mean, fixing the whole problem as fast as possible. Because yeah, in the past 2 weeks, 20,000 little kids, I mean, very small, unaccompanied children have been trafficked over our southern border, and that is not acceptable. And so the part where we're upping the ante, this is important to us. We're going to offer $500 to the person who will submit this bill to a congressman or a U.S. senator that will actually get it passed. We're going to give you $500, the first one that can get this accomplished. And so you can go to our website to basically just copy-paste both the letter of introduction as well as the bill, print it out, you know, personalize it with your own information. It's formatted so that you can do that. And then pick whatever congressman you want. You don't have to use yours, especially if yours is a rhino or a democommunist.
Right.
And so, you know, pick one that's actually effective or has a track record of being effective.
Yes.
And you know, seriously, if at first they don't listen, send 10 more. We need to flood them with this. We need to let them know that this is no longer an option for them to ignore.
Yeah, so go to radiofreeredoubt.com and you'll find the postings there. One is the letter to your congressman, and the other one is the bill. That is the Stop Child Trafficking Bill, which is eliminating electronic voting machine bill, and push with your congressman to get that introduced and passed.
That's right.
And so that's what we're $500 to the Patriot, who will push that to their congressman and follow through with it to the point of it getting passed.
That's right. Because, yeah, you know, $500, I mean, that's a lot of money to us, but that is nothing if it means banning the electronic voting machines and saving these little kids from this horror.
That's right.
And so please spread that far and wide to all of your other media chat groups as well.
Also, if you've printed out the letter, copied and pasted that and printed it out from previously downloading it, and you haven't sent it off yet, we just updated that. So if that's something that you printed out, you know, a couple days ago, we updated that Sunday afternoon. So you can go and get the most updated one.
Yeah, just hit the refresh button.
Yeah, refresh
on the website.
Copy, paste, print that out, and
send it certified.
Not the bill. That's just the letter. The letter to your congressman is the one that we updated.
That's right.
All right, now we've got actually a really amazing testimony,
yes,
of these children being rescued.
Yep.
And we just got a few minutes here, so we want to make sure we jump right into this.
That's right. Okay, so listen to this. This is a report of a truck driver that saved more than 10 little tiny girls that were locked in dog cages in the back of a truck for child trafficking. Listen to this testimony.
And he definitely 100% deserves it. You know, it says here, it's an incredible story. On June 18th, 2023, around 1 a.m. in a border state, Michael was at a dark rest stop just off the I-10. A white pickup truck with a tarp and cage pulled up in front of him, and a woman got out the truck and went around back of it. She raises the tarp, and there's a padlock on this cage. Michael said, quote unquote, she takes the padlock off and opens it out, and comes three or four little girls. They didn't pull all the kids out. They put the lock back on, and they forced these kids to go use the restroom. Michael said the little girls he saw were no older than 3 or 4 years old. When the two adults and little girls came back out of the bathroom, the driver of the pickup forced the kids back into the cage, locked it, and covered the cage in tarp. Michael called the police and was able to walk around in the dark and read the truck license plate. Somehow, the two adults in the pickup truck must have noticed him because they went out and quickly drove off. Michael actually started following them. Quote unquote, they got about 2 or 3 miles ahead of me, but I was on the phone with dispatcher. He said, next thing you know, the police pulled them over. Cops came out from everywhere. You know, Michael also pulled over and waited till the police were ready to speak with him to get a statement. You know, at that time, you know, they saw hammocks in there. They saw more than 3 or 4 kids. It was a whole bunch of kids. And he saved their lives, man. And 2 or 3 of these kids were actually on a missing report. So, couldn't even imagine these parents, you know, being hopeful that their kids are okay. And Michael, you were able to be a savior. And because of that, he won the TCA Highway Angel Award. And I just think that's so amazing.
That is such a cool story that we need today.
Exactly.
You know, in this day and age.
Right. Well, especially since this is happening at a rampant rate. This is a common occurrence.
20,000 kids crossing the border
in just the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. And yep. So, you know, we have to be vigilant in our communities, patriots. We have to be watching for this kind of thing. We have to be watching for arsonists. We have to watch. Our nation is under attack, and we're in a great deal of peril right now. And we cannot just be in condition green or even yellow. You know, we need to be at least in condition orange. We have to be aware of our surroundings, aware of what's going on in our communities, and be ready.
Be ready to step up.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. Be safe, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.